A three-day conference is underway at the University at Albany on how higher education can help in the preparation, response, and recovery to events caused by climate change and extreme weather. RISE 2019, organized by the State and City Universities of New York, includes 90 institutions of higher education, along with community leaders and government officials. Dr. Eric Stern, a professor in the University at Albany's College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity, is a member of the conference's steering committee.
Climate change and extreme weather have been creating disruptions. Hurricanes, tornadoes, droughts, wildfires, ice storms, you name it. And these are exacting a very heavy toll in lives and lost property across our country. And so there's really a need to put our heads together to try to get a handle on how we can better cope with these threats and reduce these losses.
What are some of the specifics that will be discussed, the specific areas that will be talked about during this conference?
Well, the conference takes a very broad-based approach. It's a diverse collection of folks from higher education, from business, from government, who are going to try to understand the gaps and the vulnerabilities that are driving these problems, and to try to find ways to collaborate to do better. So we'll be looking at how to better understand and mitigate risks before crises, how to prepare in disasters, how to prepare better, how to respond and recover more effectively and more equitably when it comes to these types of events.
Some of the mitigation risks, of course, concern the ocean shore and the riverbanks. The flooding that can come from some of these strong storms, some of these hurricanes and drenching rains that have become part of climate change. What are some of the mitigation efforts that can be taken along the ocean and along the rivers and lakes?
Oh, gosh. I'm not a specialist on mitigation. My colleague Alex Greer at CHC could answer that question much better than I can. But, of course, the way that we build, the way that we develop areas that have floodplains, the way that we design our cities, the incentive structures that we create in terms of preparedness, everything from our insurance and financial measures, which are now being emphasized by FEMA to a greater extent than in the past. All of these things can make a very big difference.
The concept for this convention, this meeting, came from Hurricane Maria, which really damaged Puerto Rico in 2017. What was it about that storm and the aftermath that led to this conference?
Well, I think there are a number of things. Hurricane Maria and the other storms of the 2017 season created tremendous losses. I think the total losses were somewhere in the order of close to $300 billion. I think maybe roughly a third of that directly affecting Puerto Rico. In addition, the loss of life with regard to Hurricane Maria, the direct and the indirect effects, we're talking thousands of lives lost, and also demonstrated difficulties in recovery and reconstruction. That process has been very prolonged and painful. So there's an understanding that we really need to do better, and doing so will require combining many different types of disciplinary expertise and collaborating across the public, private, nonprofit sectors.
You're a professor in the College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity. 20 years ago, if you had brought that up, people would say, well, what's that all about? This is really something very new. It's a new area of study, a new area of research.
It is. And I guess I wouldn't be sitting here in Albany today without the leadership and commitment of Governor Cuomo, who, after Hurricanes Irene and Lee and Sandy, realized that there were some very critical issues here, as well as emerging issues in cybersecurity and homeland security, and wanted the SUNY system to be a leader in this area, and Albany has the honor of developing this unique program. we wouldn't be doing this conference either, I think, without President Rodriguez, who is, in his previous life, was a disaster scholar. I don't know if that's widely known, but he's done very important work in this area. And both Governor Cuomo and President Rodriguez share a commitment to the people of Puerto Rico and learning the lessons that can be learned from Hurricane Maria to prepare us better for the future.
And once this conference ends, once everyone goes home, what do you hope happens? Will there be research papers, et cetera, or what would you like to see after the conference occurs?
Well, this conference is an extraordinary mobilization across the higher education community. We have something like 20 university presidents and chancellors participating, 100 universities participating. So we want to see collaboration emerging in innovative ways to do research, to develop technologies and ways to manage information to enable better decision-making before, during, and after disasters.
What can the public do, the average American, the average person? A lot of this discussion involves the experts and the government, emergency officials. But what can the average person do who's listening today? What can they do to get ready for these changes and sometimes these emergencies that will occur?
Well, I think we all have to think about where we choose to live and what risks we accept as individuals and families. Some of us are more privileged and mobile than others. Some folks don't really have a choice. To the extent that people and households have the resources to invest in individual and family and workplace small business preparedness, that's something that's very, very helpful. Get a kit, make a plan. All those things help. And yet we also know that there are many folks who are living on the margins who really don't have a possibility of setting aside resources to do that. And we have to adapt our preparedness in ways that will increase the resilience of the whole community. I had the privilege of working with FEMA on a project called Building Cultures of Preparedness recently that's really focusing on that issue, how we can find new ways of engaging different communities and sub-communities, playing on their strengths, addressing their particular vulnerabilities.
Dr. Eric Stern is a professor in the University at Albany's College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity. The 3-day RISE 2019 conference runs through Wednesday at the University at Albany.